It's the time for our weekly review of state news. Lawmakers are backing a plan to dole out $26 million worth of funding to the UW system, based partly on workforce needs. The U.S. Senate voted down a measure that would have changed regulations on ballast water for ships on the Great Lakes, and Vice President Mike Pence is coming to the state next week. Robert Mentzer is a statewide living and storytelling editor for the USA Today Network Wisconsin. He's based in Wausau. Rob, welcome back.
Hey, Rob. Thank you.
Let's check out some news from the UW system first, Rob. We've been following the ongoing story of proposed cuts at UW Stevens Point. It would get rid of a bunch of liberal arts majors, replace them in some cases with some other majors, UW Superior suspending programs last year. That's drawn backlash, and now some student demonstrators came from Stevens Point to Madison. Tell us about that.
Right. Yes, students braved the snowy weather in Madison this week to do a march and to occupy Board of Regents offices to make their points about their opposition to the proposal in Stevens Point. They called the demonstration "Do Your Job, Protect the UW," and they had a list of demands, and we're just trying to sort of show their opposition to the proposal.
And that follows on protests they've had there at UW Stevens Point, right?
Right. A series of and some mobilization efforts by students and faculty to try to at least persuade the university leaders to look at other budget plans. I can't say that I know the status of those efforts, but it has been sort of all hands on deck among the humanities folks there.
And any response from the Board of Regents about the concerns being raised here?
Well, I mean, I think they're expecting this sort of response. They've seen this building. The chancellor in Stevens Point has been sort of, in his public statements, has been sort of positive about the students' activism and the way that the students are sort of making their voice heard here, at the same time that he is not showing a lot of movement on the substance of the policies. Although, as I say, it's a bit hard to know. And I think that's kind of a general, you might generalize that with the regents, sort of some support of students' rights here without quite a lot of sympathy for the cause.
Also in UW system news, the state's Joint Finance Committee approved a plan submitted by the UW Board of Regents that just says, hey, here's how we're going to distribute the $26 million worth of performance-based funding that lawmakers passed. What do we know about what they're doing?
Right. So this is, this is part of the Republicans' state budget that passed last year. And this was, the sort of plan was endorsed by the Board of Regents in December. So, what happened this week was the University Committee approved a plan for dividing this pot of money. Total state funding for the UW system is something like $70 million a year. And then of that amount, there's a pot of $26 million that's going to be divided up by campuses based on these different metrics, which is new. The metrics are based on things like student access, budget efficiency, and a somewhat controversial one, workforce contribution.
Yeah, what do they mean by that part?
Yeah, I mean, this is part of a general movement toward sort of treating the university as in an instrumental fashion, as a tool of the economy. So it's a way of encouraging students to go into STEM fields, into science and technology. And, to some extent, that is happening already because many students who go to college want to, are making their own judgments about the job market that they will enter as they come out. But I think it's also, it really is, it's very much consistent with what is happening at in Stevens Point, to some extent Superior too, where the emphasis is being placed on these science areas and perhaps business classes, other sorts of classes and humanities is de-emphasized in a way that some people, I mean, that some people object to. It's not, whatever else it may be, it's not the, it does contradict the old principle of the Wisconsin idea.
Talking to Rob Mentzer from USA Today Network, Wisconsin, looking at some of the top stories in state news. This one from the federal government, Rob. The U.S. Senate was considering a change to ballast water rules for ships that came up on the Great Lakes. They ended up not passing that. So what was going on here?
Right. So nothing actually changed this week, but from the perspective of like an environmentalist or activist, people who pay attention to these issues, this was seen as a very close call. It was a close vote, and just the fact that it was to a vote, some people are quite worried about. So basically, you know, ballast water is, you have these big giant ships that are going across the ocean and bringing us, toys or clothing made in Asia and imported. Those ships take on ballast water to help to sort of stabilize them as they go across the ocean. And then if they dump out that water into Lake Michigan or wherever, in the process they may have brought over invasive species or bad germs or bad plants or whatever. I mean, it's not a hypothetical. This is exactly how scientists think that invasive species like zebra mussels got into the Great Lakes. So there is obviously a huge potential environmental impact to that. And what the actual bill that was considered was would have taken the responsibility for regulating that and monitoring that away from the Environmental Protection Agency and given it to the U.S. Coast Guard, which is not really an environmental agency. And so that was the concern, was that they wouldn't be able they would have no idea, or they wouldn't be able to effectively monitor what was coming into the Great Lakes.
So the EPA stays in charge of ballast water. How did Wisconsin senators end up voting on this?
Oh, party line. The old standby. Senator Tammy Baldwin, a Democrat, voted against the change. Senator Ron Johnson, a Republican, voted for it. Johnson's argument is that it streamlines regulation. This is something that the shipping industry wanted. States still have the right to pass their own regulations on this. So his case against it would have been more this is red tape and there are other ways to achieve the same end. But Baldwin's argument is we should be a little careful about the stuff we're bringing into the Great Lakes.
And finally, Rob, Vice President Mike Pence scheduled to come to Wisconsin next Wednesday. What's he stopping by for?
He's going to talk tax reform. He's going to tout the Republican tax reform plan that is the major legislative achievement of this Congress in a public forum in Milwaukee. Then you will headline a fundraiser that evening for Wisconsin Governor Scott Walker.
And is this a sign, do you think, Rob, that national Republicans are watching not just our U.S. Senate race, which we know there's a lot of attention from out of the state on, but also the race for governor here in the state?
Sure. I mean, we're gearing up here. Walker traditionally has had no problem getting a lot of money from big dollar Republican donors. But he is, he's been out publicly talking about the from his view of the risk of a blue wave, this fall. And so he is beginning that fundraising effort in earnest. You know, Pence and Walker are kind of peas in a pod in a way, a couple of Midwestern governors, social conservatives, their experience is somewhat similar, so it makes sense for a high-profile Republican who would want to lend support for Walker. In some ways, probably makes more sense for it to be Pence than for it to be President Trump.
Rob, as always, thanks for joining us.
Thank you so much.
That's Rob Mentzer, statewide living and storytelling editor at the USA Today Network, Wisconsin. He's with us pretty much every Friday to recap news from around the state.